So to me, if you do these five things right, it's pretty hard to live a bad life. Mm. And it might not answer the big fancy questions of life and meaning, but at least it'll make you an effective and strong and functioning and a sharp human being. And to me, I think that's almost more important. Mm. Getting the fundamentals right instead of trying to answer the big fancy questions, because the big fancy questions will always be, you know, a process. It'll always be hard to get that right. And there's no actionable steps you can do to like figure out meaning. You can't just write down and start journaling and be like, all right, well, tomorrow I'm gonna figure out what my life means, and then I'm gonna figure out like what if there's life after death, but you can schedule, all right, wake up after getting a good amount of sleep, have a nutritious breakfast, go for a run, let my family know that, you know, I miss them. like there's these fundamental things you can do as a human being, like that just make you a good, effective human being, regardless of everything else. Welcome back to another episode of the Prometheus Podcast. As always, here with Luke and Hendry. So, as you guys know, I'm coming towards the end of my degree at university, and it's stressful because as we kind of reach these intersections in life where things end or things are about to begin, these are like the moments where we make the meaning in our lives. Mm. This is where we think about what our lives mean, it's what purpose we have. We try to make sense of the past and try to link that past with an envisioned future. And it's a very intense thing to like kind of think in your mind, well, what's my purpose? What's the meaning I want to have? What type of person do I want to become? And these are all very high level conceptual kind of problems. And it's not something that most of us can solve in a few weeks or a few months or even a few years. It takes a lifetime to really figure out these big high level questions. And I think I've been guilty of it, and I've known a lot of my friends who are in a similar stage in their life who've also been guilty of it, where since you are so kind of conceptually caught up with, well, what's the big picture meaning of my life, that they kind of let the fundamentals fall by the wayside. And to me, there's five key fundamentals to being an effective human being, regardless of these big fancy questions of life and meaning, just in terms of actually being an effective, functioning, strong human being. What are the five key things that everybody needs to, you know, have some sort of a skill in? And to me, those five things are, well, you need to eat right. So that's getting good nutrition. You can't be fueling yourself with, you know, bad food. You need to be able to sleep right. So, you know, trying your best to get at least, you know, 7, 8, whatever amount of hours of sleep that you need. You need to be able to train right. And by train right, that means getting some sort of exercise, whether you're at the gym, whether you like going for runs or jogs, or you like riding a bike, walking the dog, like get some sort of exercise in. Thinking right. And to me, thinking right, it means, well, what do you choose to spend your time thinking about? Do you like to read books? Do you like to, you know, engage in meaningful information? Or do you scroll through, you know, Reddit or Facebook or Instagram instead of thinking about things that matter? Do you look at gossip and reality TV instead of documentaries? Like, what are you exposing yourself to? And then the last one, which is the most important one, is loving right. So loving right, that doesn't mean, you know, being in a relationship or being like romantically involved with people. It's how do you love your friends? How do you love yourself? How do you show gratitude and appreciation to the people around you in a wholesome and healthy way, not in a controlling way, not in a possessive way, just truly wanting the best for yourself and for the people around you. So to me, if you do these five things right, it's pretty hard to live a bad life. And it might not answer the big fancy questions of life and meaning, but at least it'll make you an effective and strong and functioning and a sharp human being. And to me, I think that's almost more important. Mm. Getting the fundamentals right instead of trying to answer the big fancy questions, because the big fancy questions will always be, you know, a process. It'll always be hard to get that right. and there's no actionable steps you can do to like figure out meaning. You can't just write down and start journaling and be like, all right, well, tomorrow I'm going to figure out what my life means, and I'm going to figure out like what if there's life after death, like but you can schedule, all right, wake up, hopefully get a good amount of sleep, have a nutritious breakfast, go for a run, let my family know that, you know, I miss them. like there's these fundamental things you can do as a human being, like that just make you a good, effective human being, regardless of everything else. So, you know, this has been a long introduction to the topic, but it takes a bit of explaining. How do you guys understand these fundamentals? How do the fundamentals play a role in your lives? Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we're not all perfect, so how do we fall short? What are things we want to be better at? And how does being good at the small stuff make you feel effective at navigating the bigger questions?
Cool. I'll definitely start on my flaws. So I definitely don't get enough sleep. I probably average probably like 4 to 5, 5 to 6. Nutrition is something that I'm definitely is a constant working on. But I definitely do agree with you on the last three, which is like kind of, yeah, health, thinking right, and loving yourself. Health, I definitely love the gym. Definitely, it's time where I can work on my own body, but also to keep my mind sharp on what's to come. And I feel like going to the gym definitely helps. Like when I went in the morning, help get my mind in the right condition to start the day.
Right.
And I feel like, yeah, the five fundamentals that you said definitely do help you kind of navigate your way through the world and kind of keep you on, you know, planted while trying to search for what you know,
the big questions.
Yeah. And it's definitely essential for what you need, because if you're not thinking right, if you're not loving right, if your health isn't in the best condition, you're not getting enough sleep, you're going to be deterred from actually trying to find that bigger picture, and you're just going to do what kind of gives you that kind of like short-term happiness also during that time period.
That's a good point.
Because if you look at those big grand questions of the universe that you're trying to answer, or the purpose of your life and all those kind of big missions or so that you just said, like it's a massive journey, right? You can't possibly tackle any of those if you're not the sharpest, best version of yourself that you possibly could be.
Yeah.
And you can't do that if you skip these five fundamentals. So, I think a lot of people get caught. I love to say you control the controllables. So you can't kind of, if you can obtain that, then maybe, like I said, you got to be 100% the best version of yourself. You have to be just absolute warrior mindset. You gotta have like your health 100%, your happiness 100%, your family has to be strong. You gotta have your people to back you up. You gotta have your mind conditioned to such a crazy rate that you consume all of these kind of great content and you're just an overall A-class human being, like you're saying. Like if you can tick that, then happy days. Tackle the big scary monster that is the whole, what is the purpose of our life and your life and other stuff and all these big questions. But you can't control that at the start. The only way you could hope to control that is maybe, like I said, you can control the controllables, which is, like you're saying, your health, how you treat people, how you think, what you consume, what you eat, how you feel. And there's no point, because if you try to focus too much on stuff you can't control, that's just when you get anxiety, fear, insecurity, and people always get caught on that. But if it's out of your control, you shouldn't lose sleep over it.
Yeah.
But if you try to reach for these things, such as those big scary questions, if you're so caught up, say you're a uni student and you're trying to figure out, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Like, all right. And a lot of people struggle with that. A lot of people get real bad anxiety about that. A lot of people freak out. A lot of people have breakdowns, whether it's at the end of high school or at the end of uni in your case, because they're faced with this whole, the society looks at them and goes, okay, so what do you want to do with your life? And they're just like,
yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just thinking about what TV show to watch. I'm not prepared to answer this big question.
Yeah.
But, and you can't answer that. But there's something that you can answer, and there's something that you can action, even more importantly, which is get up at this certain time, go to bed at this certain time, eat this certain food, read this certain book. Yeah. And if people were to focus more on what they could control, they were to focus more on their fundamentals, you'd find people be in a better headspace for one, and you'd find the kind of just general vibe, the general, like the world in general would be kind of pushing themselves in a better direction than where it is today, because you're not so caught up about something that might even be impossible or might be a journey that you only finish at the end of your life. But currently, present, right now, the fundamentals, control what you can control. If you were to tick those boxes, like you're saying, what is more important, that end journey or you just becoming the best version of yourself or a better person? And you can argue either one, but this one is important. It's either equally important or more important, being the best version of who you are in your world, with the people around you, with yourself, how you carry yourself, your self-esteem, your self-worth, all of those. And people neglect that because they're trying to chase the big, impossible, scary question, and they neglect themselves right now in this moment of controlling what they could control.
Yeah, and it reminds me of this quote, and I've said it before on the podcast, that if you gave me 5 hours to cut down a tree, I would spend the first 3 hours sharpening my axe. So if this tree in this metaphor is like this big fancy question of, well, what does my life mean? What's my purpose? What I want to get out of life? Well, you can try chopping away at it with this really blunt axe. And most, especially with my, like the people I'm surrounded with who are just uni students, you know, like terrible sleeping patterns, like skipping meals all the time. You know, lucky if you're actually scheduling some sort of physical activity. And of course, while you're obviously always thinking about it as a uni student, because you're always flooded with like this vast well of knowledge, but you know, a lot of things are falling by the wayside, you know, and you have this really blunt axe and you're chopping away at this tree, and it seems no matter how hard you swing, you spend that whole 5 hours you had to chop away at it, and like you've only made like a dent, and you say, well, this is impossible. And then people get depressed, people get really into a bad mind state where they're like, well, it feels like no matter what I do, life is just meaningless. Like there's no rhyme or reason to anything. What's the point? And that's if you are tackling the challenge with a blunt axe. But as you said, you control the controllables, sharpen that axe as much as you can, and no one will be the perfectly sharp A class human being. Like, well, as you were saying, Henry, we all fall. Those are five huge things, and it's hard to be, you know, impeccably astute in all of those variables. But if we're trying our best and sharpening our axe as much as we can, well, then when it does come time to swing, well, you know, each individual swing that we take of that tree will create a much bigger impact and get us much further along than, you know, trying to do it with a blunt axe. And you know, that's I think is the shame. It's, well, I feel like you'll never truly understand the big fancy questions. You'll never truly be able to put that in a box and tick it off and say, well, okay, well, that's done. Yeah. And so people are so fixated on that side of things that they let all this, the actual controllable things just deteriorate. And that's...
Well, sorry. Sorry to cut you off. I was just saying, like, purpose and meaning is ever changing. And, you know, life isn't a straight path. It's a constant up and down motion. So as long as you have the five fundamentals to stay, you know, sharp, and what you're saying, like the axe staying sharp, whenever that kind of like pathway comes and changes, you'll be ready for it.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's a huge part, because it does. Like, you think you're going to go down one path, you think you want to study this field at uni, you think you're going to be in that relationship forever, does a 360. And then if you're not mentally alert, if you're not, you don't have enough knowledge, you don't have enough experience, you don't have enough physical health, you don't have enough relationships to lean on, then all of a sudden you fall straight in your face as soon as that path switches, because you're running at such a full speed at this one objective that you think is your the meaning of your life, or something like that. All of a sudden, bang, and you just hit a wall and you're like, crap, like, where do I go from there?
And all your eggs are in one basket, so then like they're all smashed.
You just drop your head, you're smashing everywhere.
And then you're like, well, you know, well, that was my whole life purpose gone.
So. Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, that's when people do kind of begin to either seek out distraction. We're like, well, I don't have any purpose. Well, I'm just going to not think about it and just distract myself with all these other things. I'm going to keep partying and not have to think about the fact that I don't have anything in order. Or, you know, I'm just going to, watch TV shows and just never really think about anything except for right now. And it's something we can all control. And that's the beauty of it. It's those five fundamentals. You don't have to have a lot of money to do any of those things. You don't need any money to do any of those things. Don't have money to go for a gym, go for a walk. Mm-hmm. Don't have money to sleep. Like what?
I think we've explained the macro a lot to him, so let's dive into that micro. Yeah. So, because I've never, you quoted all five and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
So, first one, what is it again?
Eating right, sleeping right, training right, thinking right, and loving right.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I was to speak on my own experience, I prioritize sleep very much because I know that if I don't get enough sleep, then the whole computer is working with 10% power. Yeah. And if this computer is what allows me to make sense of the world, it allows me to interact with my friends and my family and the people I care about. If it's this whole system working effectively is what allows me to live a happy life, then I don't want to compromise the functioning of that system, no matter what. It doesn't matter if, I'm sacrificing other goals, because I don't care if I...
Because you couldn't achieve that goal at your maximum capacity.
And even if I achieved the goal, the best version of me wouldn't be there to celebrate crossing the finish line.
Yeah.
It'd be the most tired, the most...
run system.
Yeah, and that's just me personally. Like, I prioritize sleep above all else because that's just fundamental being an organism on this planet. You need to be effective in that capacity. So to me, sleep, like no matter what, get enough sleep. And obviously you can't always control that. Obviously things change. Your boss calls you in for an early shift. You have a uni assignment and you have to crush it out, and things got the better of you and now you have no time. You have to do an all-nighter or something. Well, fair enough. Like, sometimes you can't control it, but a lot of times you can. So getting enough sleep, eating the right food, that's been fundamental in making sure I'm in a positive mindset, not falling into, you know, destructive patterns with my life, because if I'm eating right, well, then that fuels everything else. Like, and all of these things, I've talked about keystone habits before. If you think about it, all of these five things are actually keystone habits. Even if you're just doing one of them, all of them will get better. And if you're doing all of them, then transcend humanity. And for those of you who don't know what a keystone habit is, it's just a habit or a part of your life which has flow-on effects to everything else. So, you know, tying your shoelaces in a specific way, that's not a keystone habit because it has no impact on anything else. But, you know, going for a jog for 30 minutes every day is a keystone habit, because whilst you're jogging, you might say, well, what's that got to do with my ability to study? Well, jogging makes you better at studying because it makes you less stressed. It improves your memory function. It improves your, you know, so many other aspects. So all of these things, if you even just did one of them, everything would get better. But if you did two of them, three of them, four of them, five of them, then suddenly, you know, it almost doesn't matter what your meaning and purpose is, because you're living such a productive and enjoyable life. Who cares what, like, the grand scheme is? Like, if being alive in the moment is so pleasurable and it's so, you know, that kind of becomes its own purpose. Mm. It's just being, you know, happy and healthy and being the best version of yourself, not only for yourself, but being the best version of yourself for your friends and family, and being able to be the person that they deserve to have as well. So, there's so much.
I reckon the in-depth that you just said will keep that going, because it explains a lot for everyone else who are going, well, what can I do? Again, control the controllable. So I think you've just nailed, obviously, sleep and eating right.
Yeah.
So
training, obviously, as I mentioned, physical activity is so fundamental. Whether it's, you know, even just like eating right, and like those first three, eating right, training right, and sleeping right, like, cured my depression. I won't even beat around the bush. Medication did nothing for me. Locking those three down, like, changed my life. In terms of having mental, like, robustness, and I can tell at the end of a long day when I haven't had the right nutrition, I've just been, you know, sitting down studying all day and I'm tired because I didn't get enough sleep. I feel depressed. I feel bad, and I can feel it corrupting my thought process. I start focusing on all the negative things. I focus on how stressed I am, how everything's not going my way. And I catch myself being like, all right, well, tomorrow I better get enough sleep, because like I can feel myself falling down. I want to brace myself and keep myself up. So training, right? And then those three are like very like just practical, like by the numbers things. Like those things are just about scheduling and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the last two are a bit like the of the five are the more high level ones. Mm-hmm. Thinking right, which is, you know, what content are you engaging with? We are all engaged with content whether we like it or not. We get the choice to choose what content that is. Mm-hmm. So is this, you know, news articles from like The Economist? Are you learning about, you know, the world around us? Are you looking at reputable news sources, not just, you know, what your BuzzFeed is telling you? Or, like, yeah, like you're actually like engaging with, you know, academic materials. You don't have to be a uni student to engage with actual articles that talk about the facts and the statistics. You don't have to always be reading like the Channel 9 news version of stuff or watching that, because that's all like Murdoch media, like brainwashing anyway. So like, if you're actually trying to get to the bottom of things and figure things out for yourself, and you know, whether that's, you know, it doesn't have to be something as dry as news or politics or economics. It can be anything you like. If you're into cars, well, maybe pick up some, like get a subscription to like a mechanics like magazine and just read something like that. Like it doesn't have to be something so fancy and high level. As long as it's something you enjoy, just thinking about engaging with good, you know, materials as opposed to scrolling kind of blindly through things that don't matter.
Making sure your brain is fed just as much as your diet.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Just making sure that you're giving your brain some nutrition, some sustenance that isn't just, yeah, whatever happens to come across your screen, but actually making a conscious decision to pick what you consume. And that last one, which is loving right, and I wouldn't have put that down until like quite recently. I would have just said there's four.
Yeah.
Do those four and you're fine. But this fifth one is actually really core, and it's how do you pour into other people's cups? How do you love your friends? How do you love your family? And yes, of course, how do you love yourself? And these are really important things, because I'm convinced that most human beings in the Western world don't know how to love right.
Yeah.
Because we've been corrupted by romantic stories about, you know, this Romeo and Juliet fascination where it's, you know, like life or death. If you're not with me, then, you know, there's no point. Like this kind of very possessive, very self-serving love. And this is the love that is in Disney movies. This self-serving love is what we show kids, like in all of their fairy tales. It's not what love is supposed to be. And of course, I'm a 21-year-old kid, and there might be people in like a lot older saying like, what do you know about love? Yeah. Like, you don't know. And honestly, I think I do have the right to say what I know, because I've paid, you know, significant prices by virtue of not understanding what real love was. And real love isn't possessive. It's not about attachment. It's about truly wanting what's best for the other person, even if what's best for them isn't you. And that's the biggest difference. Preach. Because we always assume that what's best for them is me. Because who's gonna love you? You need my love. Thus you're locked in with me. like you can't, like I am your oxygen.
Signed in blood.
Exactly, like sign here, contract, like but that's not how it works. It's completely different to that. And and loving your friends is just as important. Like, and it's the same thing. And loving your family, like even if you're not particularly close with your family, or you don't have that kind of emotional, open relationship where you talk to each other, there's other ways to show that you care. Whether that's, you don't have to say, hey, mom, I love you, but you can do the dishes for her. And you know she's tired, and you can vacuum the carpet for her. And like, that's showing love. A friend might be tight on cash, and you chat them a coffee. And you don't say to your friend, hey, I love you. Like, you're saying like, I got your back. And that's a way, and even to yourself, you're having a rough day and you give yourself a break. You say, I've been studying really hard. You know what? I probably deserve to just, you know, have a nice night out with my friends. Yeah. I've probably earned, you know, to watch a movie tonight. Mm. Like, I probably don't have to be smashing the gas pedal all the time. Yeah. I can pump the brakes because like I've earned a break.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
all of these things are really crucial things to be a functioning human being. Because of course, those first four you can do in isolation. You don't need to have anyone in your life to do those first four. Mm-hmm. But loving right, well, like that's when your relationships, your social life, everything else that involves other people, which is most of our lives, that's where this comes into play. So no lockdown, these five locked down the fundamentals, and you've locked down 90%, 95%, 99% of what the actual act of living is. And then, of course, this final bit, this high level questioning of, well, what does it all mean? That will unfold, but you might as well be the best version of yourself to get to the bottom of that, as opposed to trying to get to the bottom of that, but not being in control of your life.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prometheus podcast, where we aim to bring the fire back to the people.